Praise be Jesus and Mary. Jesus tells us that even if someone should rise from the dead, people will not believe. He also mentioned somewhere else, you know, that when he comes, he's going to separate us like sheep, like a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And, you know, to those who are saved, he's going to say, you know, come, enter the kingdom. For when I was hungry and thirsty, a stranger and naked and ill and in prison, you know, you took care of me. To those who are condemned, Jesus will say, you know, depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For in my need, you know, you didn't lift a finger to help me. You know, Jesus didn't give an exhaustive list of charitable deeds or works of mercy. But he said, whatever, you know, you do to anyone, that we do or we fail to do to him. You know, he takes everything we do to anyone personally. And the rich man in today's gospel, you know, who ignored the starving Lazarus, ignored Jesus Christ, and was sent eternally, you know, to our Lord's left. He'd failed to listen to Moses and the prophets, through whom God reminded the Israelites that they once, you know, were poor and therefore had to love the poor in their midst. And the rich man didn't speak ill of others or physically harm them, but he was too absorbed in himself to love the poor in his midst. And today Jesus awaits each one of us somewhere in Lazarus's disguise. You know, from now on, you know, we have to resolve that there'll be no more fighting, you know, with our brothers and sisters. No more giving our parents a hard time or putting off homework, you know. After all, we would never want to give Jesus a hard time or fight with him. Or, you know, if he asked us to do something, we wouldn't put him off so that he'd have to ask a second time. You know, we'd do the task right away, and we'd try to do the best job that we could for our Lord. So let us ask Our Lady to help us to see all those opportunities that we have to help Jesus in helping other people. You know, every day we have the chance to do something nice for our Lord. You know, if only we would take advantage of it.